So now we'll do in the Shulchan Aruch in chapter Kuf Ayin Zayin. That's 177. Din Dvarim Haboyim B'toich Hasuda V'Achar Hasuda. We're going to talk about the law about various items, food items that come within the meal and what come once the meal is over before you bench. What is the law? Uboy Zayin Sifin has seven subsections. We all know when you make the motzi, technically, you make the motzi, and then you can just eat anything and you don't have to make any brachas because it's all included part of the meal. But that's not true, not across the board. If you, for example, have a dessert, then that would require its own bracha because it's not part of the meal. What is considered part of the meal? What's not part of the meal? We'll see that as far as the benching, the after the meal, everything is included. Torah says, v'chalta v'savota, that you will be satisfied. So the after bracha, the grace after meal, everything is included in the being satisfied. And basically, we don't have to make an after bracha after anything we eat during the meal. But the bracha that is made before the rabbis instituted, that only exempts those foods that are considered to be part of the meal. What is considered part of the meal? Either you eat them along with the bread, like maybe sandwiches with the bread, but you use the bread them as a second together with it, or it's a food that you eat to fill you up. It's a filling up food. It's part of the meal because you wash, you want to fill up, and you're filling up with some other of the foods. They are all included, but things that are desserts that are not part of it. So let's learn inside. We'll see. Subsection Aleph 1. Dvarim haboyim b'toich hasuda. If it's items that are coming within middle of the meal, imheim dvarim haboyim machmas hasuda, which means if there are items that come because of the meal. In other words, they are part of the meal. Dahainu, what would be considered because the meal? What it is? Number one would be dvarim shedarech likvoya suda aleihem. Those are items that the nature is to set your meal. When you make a meal, those are things that you set your meal for. Whether they're used in two ways, bein lelafis b'emes hapas, whether you use them as a sandwich for the bread or to eat with the bread, as a dip, whatever it is, but you use it together with the bread. He gives an example. Fish, kigon basar, v'dogim, meat, fish, v'irokis, vegetables, they're all considered to be gvina, cheese. Of course, this is a different meal. This is fleishiks, milchiks, but these are all items that go ubeitzim and eggs, uminim aluchim, or kind of salty kind of, you know, herrings, fishes, or whatever. I said fish, other salty kind of dishes. So this is called lelafis b'mesapas, which means they go along together with the bread. I guess they used to put the meat or the fish or the vegetables or the cheese or the eggs, they put them together with the bread. They ate them together with the bread. It's called lelafis, or the salty, they're called lelafis b'mesapas. That's one thing. There's another category, bein lemozen ulazbia, or whether they come just to fill you up. They're to nurture you and fill you up. You don't eat them with, that would include kugon kruv, cabbage, separate than vegetables, but it's cabbage. Vitardin, the daisa would be like oatmeal, things like that. Those are buckwheat or whatever, kasha, different kinds of kasha. You don't eat it together with the bread because that's almost bread alone, but they're filling like bread. So kol ma'ase gedera she'einem boim v'chol ma'ase she'einem boim lafas, and anything that you cook in a pot, but it's not meant to go with the bread, but it's meant l'tavshil l'mozen. It's a food that cooked and for filling, for nurturing, for eating, for satisfying. It's all part of the meal. Ein tzorich brachal or soup. Ein tzorich brachal lefneim. You don't have to make a blessing before them, before you eat them. You don't have to make. Why? It's all included. Even though
you're not eating them with bread, you're just eating them separate. Lafilo ichlam beloy pas. Even you eat them without bread. You're not eating bread. You know, maybe you eat the bread in the beginning and then you're taking the soup and you're not eating the bread. Still, why? Shabirchas ha-moitzi preitrosum. The blessing that you make the motzi, that exempts them. The motzi you made on the bread includes everything. And also you don't make an after bracha, v'loy l'achareyem. You don't make an after bracha. And we will see, the after bracha actually includes more. But in this case, Shabirchas ha-moitzi preitrosum, the after meal blessing will exempt them. You make the grace after meal, exempts everything. So you don't have to make a bracha for these things. And he adds in the parenthesis over here, Shekimon she'ein darken lechel oise kol hayot. These are not, how are they distinguished from fruit and other items? Because these items, a person doesn't eat them all day long. K'moy ha'pedes, a fruit somebody will just grab. But these things they don't eat. Elo b'shas hasuda bilvad. The only time a person eats them is when he sits down for a meal. He doesn't just grab them as a snack. These are foods, not snacks. Therefore, hadehem tfeilim lepas. They become secondary to the bread. Shehu ikar hasuda, which is the main part of the meal. So, because the bread, you made a bracha, and they are part of that meal, you don't have to make a bracha for them separately. That's why they would be exempt with the blessing you make on the bread, even though that you're eating them without the bread, you're just eating them separately. Now, he gives you another thing, another idea over here. He says, what happens, person doesn't really want to wash, eat bread, and make motzi. But he just doesn't want to bother with all the different brachas that he's going to do over there. This bracha, that bracha, he doesn't know. So he says, you know what? I'm going to wash and then I'm just going to eat everything with the motzi. He says, it may not work for you because the only reason why everything is considered to with the bracha is because they're really secondary to the bread. But if you're just using the bread as a reason not to make a bracha for each of the other things, then you're not really sitting in a meal. You're all really the other things. The other things are being eaten. They're the main part of the meal, not the bread. So he says like this. He says another parenthesis. Bamedvarim amurim, when is this said that you can make just a bracha on the bread and then everything is included? Is kshakova sudas alapas. When you set your meal for the bread, that's what you're going to eat, is your bread. Shabbos, it'll work anyways, because Shabbos you need bread for the motzi, so then it's considered you're just setting your meal on the bread. But we're talking about the weekday. He doesn't want to eat. If he wants to set his meal on the bread, then we say all foods that are either they come with the bread, and those things that are come with the bread, and they're not like kinds of fruit. So why do you bring all these dips or all the fish and everything else? They're coming as they're not really nourishing food, but they come together with the bread. They come because of the bread, because you use them as part of the bread. So that's why they go along together with the bread. So this is specifically, the person doesn't really want to eat bread. So the only reason he's eating bread, but the reason he's eating a little bit of bread and he's making the motzi is because he wants to exempt all the food that he's going to eat. So the whole reason. So it seems like this, those foods that are there for filling you, so they go along with the bread naturally, because they're filling, just like the bread is filling, so they're part of the meal. But those items that are not necessarily filling, they're just things that come along with the bread, and the only reason why they're exempt with the bracha of the bread is because they are served as a go along with the bread, But in this case, you don't really want to eat bread, so you don't want to, you just want to eat fish alone. You just want to eat the cheese alone. You just want to eat the item alone. And you're only making the motzi because you don't want to make the bracha on everything else. You just want to make one bracha. That's it. So over there he says, yes, li stopik. He's making the bracha to exonerate. Over there, there is a question. If they are actually going to be exempt with the blessing. Maybe they're not really coming, so you don't bring, the fish is not coming for the bread because he's not even eating bread. He's just made the motzi, but he's not eating the bread in that case. But again, it seems like the only issue he has is with those things that are not filling. Those things that are filling, they go along with the meal. They're part of the meal. But things that are not considered fillers, they're not considered for food, they're just considered to go along with the bread, and you're not really eating the bread, whether you would be exempt with the bread, that's a question. So maybe, since they're not really being used for the bread because you don't want to eat bread, maybe you won't fulfill your obligation. You can't make the bracha motz for them. But the other hand, it's possible, since normally you do set your meal, people do eat it together with their meal, the fish comes together with the bread, Hapas Petros will exempt them. So he says, so don't make just the bracha on the motzi if you're not really intending. So basically, if you have a meal and your meal is going to consist of fish and meat or cheese and everything else that comes with the bread, don't just wash in there. Just make a bracha on them and don't eat any bread, and that's it. Just eat it without washing, unless we're talking about Shabbos and Yom Tov. And Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to wash anyways. So over there you make the motzi, and you bring them along. Okay, so you eat them together. I mean, so, like, you know, people that are actually watching what they're eating, they don't want to eat too many carbs, or they don't want to eat too many calories. So they're going to eat less, so they're going to have like a small piece of bread. You know, so if it wasn't for Shabbos, they shouldn't have the bread at all. But since Shabbos, he says, okay, so you're going to wash for the maid. And then the rest of this stuff, you don't have to make a bracha, but it's not so simple. We see over here, Shabbos Yom Letzer, because the Suffolk bracha, he rules that it's okay to go along with the thing, because you can really ask a Shabbos Yom Tov, why are you eating now the fish, or you're eating the chalent, you're eating the other stuff, but you're not really eating it with the bread. And then, if you want to ask the question like that, maybe you can ask anybody today. You know, you eat a piece of bread, but you don't eat it with all the other things that come along. You know, actually, that's not really true. Some people just eat challah with everything that they challah with the soup and challah with the chicken challah or matzah. What? Yeah, but the people that are don't think, you know, they eat it all. So it's not. But in any event, that's good. Yeah.
A person who doesn't want to quote take the time to say the various brachot, saying Birkat Hamazon is a lot longer.
Well, that's another thing that I just used to say, you know, used to have a teacher say to us, the kids, I said, we don't want to wash, you know, today they have mezonos bread, they have all kinds of ways of not to have to wash. He says, well, you should look for an opportunity to make a bracha, to make a grace after meal. That's what are you trying to avoid it? You should actually be happy. But over here, it seems like it's another question because of the questions of intent. Okay, let's do next subsection.
Yeah. Shabbos, Friday night, everyone was too full. I had prepared a fruit salad. So I said, okay, tomorrow after challah, we're going to start as an appetizer with our fruit. So Yoni said we had to make a special bracha.
I said, we're going to learn. We're going to go to the next one. Okay. So now, so this basically what included in the meal, motzi. We said you have to, though, still have to. It has to be part of the meal, what you're eating over there. But those were things that you normally use as food. But what about appetizers? What about things that are normally snacked upon? You know, what happens with them? So he says like this, base. V'imeim dvorim haboim shaloi machmas hasuda. If it's items that don't come because of the meal, it's not part of the meal, it's not what does it mean it's not part of the meal? Not part of the meal means it doesn't meet one of the two criteria. What is number one? Da'ayinu she'ein derech likvoya su'ud aleihem. You don't normally set your meal on them. That would not be setting a meal, you know, on those items. You know, you can sit down to eat fish, you can sit down to eat meat, but you don't sit down to eat a fruit. It's not a set. You're not going to sit yourself down to sit for it. Or, in other words, you're not going to use it loy lelafis. It's not put on the bread. It's not goes together with bread. And it's also loy lasbia. And it doesn't satisfy you. As, for example, it's not as satisfying. It doesn't have carbs in it, or it doesn't have that...
You go to a wedding and they have hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, call mini peris, all kinds of fruits. On similar to that, ben chayim ben vusholim, whether they're raw, whether they're cooked, v'afilu nisbashli im boser, even if it's cooked with meat, but it's separate. Im oichel oisam b'loy pras. Now, if you eat it without the bread, to una. They require a blessing before them. That would be an appetizer that you would eat either before the meal or in the middle of the meal. Now he's going to tell you, even if you eat it after the meal as a to help you digest, you know, with something lighter. Even if you eat it at the end of the meal, you finished everything that you ate. So you're using it to digest the food, you're using that. So it seems almost like it's connected to the meal because it's serving part of the meal purpose. Or you're using it as a dessert to sort of alleviate you, to make it easier from the heaviness of the food that you just had. You want to have something light. They will not be still exempt with the blessing of Hamotzi. So in either they come at the beginning or they come at the end, you still don't know why. You still need kivon she'enom me'ikar hasuda, since they're not part of the main meal. Ve'ein darkom lovei machmas hasuda lo'ilom. You never bring them, they never come because of the meal. They're not the cause of the meal, they're a snack in the meal. They don't come, it's not the meal part. Ela darkom le'echlom kol hayoyim, but you eat them all day, even not during the time of the meal. They're not a meal item that you only eat by a meal, you snack on them all the times. Like one of the issues that I have, like, is, you know, if you have like a dessert, like a kugel sometimes, like apple cranberry kugel, for example, that could be used as a dessert, and sometimes it's brought as part of your main meal. I mean, what do you look at that? Is that a kugel or is that a snack? But and it'd be a question. We'll see soon an interesting way of getting out of the thing, out of the issue when sometimes you're not sure whether to make a bracha. The way to do it is to eat it with a piece of bread together at the same time.
Or it would be a percentage for what's part of it. In other words, the fruit.
In this case, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. If you took a piece of cranberry apple kugel, let's say, it's sweet, it's supposed to be, it's fruity. It does have some, but it doesn't matter, you know, it doesn't have to be a fruit, like a piece of cake. You would also have to make a bracha. It depends exactly, you know, what the cake is made out of. But technically, the definition of snacking on a cake, on a cookie, yeah, you would still have to make a bracha while you're having a dessert. If at the end of the dessert you're getting some ice cream and you're getting a cookie over there, that cookie would require a bracha, a mezonos, because it's not part of the meal. That's a separate snack. That's why in Rosh Hashanah, for example, you know, when we eat a new fruit, right? So then we will make a bracha bar priates in the beginning of the... it's brought down that the previous Rebbe would not make a bracha on applesauce. You know, applesauce becomes a question. People used to serve applesauce because applesauce itself is not so recognizable, like it's apple. Whether he did make, forget about that, he actually would make a bracha on the applesauce, I think it's brought down. But there's various different things that you have to know. So one of the ways And that's what my father used to tell us a lot of times to do, would be what we're going to learn the halacha soon, is to eat it with bread. Not the whole piece, but you start a little bit with a piece of bread, and then and end with bread, so whatever is the middle is okay, so you don't have to, it becomes like part of the meal, then you don't have to wait. But let's not go and have a sale, let's just finish it. Yeah, what? With applesauce, that one.
Pelag with applesauce.
Yeah. Well, fruit itself, that is not a question. It becomes, but the Rebbe used to make a bracha ha'itz on applesauce itself, even though some people question that because it doesn't look like an apple anymore, and you know, and especially if you get the unnatural applesauce, there's so much sugar in there that's. There's not, yeah, corn syrup or whatever, there's more.
You know, but when you go like, to a wedding and they give you all these hors d'oeuvres, and a lot of them have, they're wrapped in dough.
So it has, it's not if it's just hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, I think the most hors d'oeuvres comes actually before you wash for the meal.
Right.
That's like, so then it's b'chlal not the meal. That's separately. Yeah. Okay.
So do you have to say a blessing for each item?
Each item that has a different blessing that you're eating. So let's say if you're eating eating a watermelon, so you make a bar pri hadama, but you can eat the cantaloupe, you can eat the honeydew, you can eat other hadamas. Sure. If you're making ha'etz, you can eat the apple, the orange, whatever it is. So, but you need a unique bracha because you can't just make one bracha for everything, only a motzi, because motzi is the meal, but the only things that are included in the meal are part of the meal. Anything outside of the meal, it needs its own bracha. But a very important thing to remember, while we have issues with the bracha beforehand, I will aim to unim bracha lachreim, but there is no bracha required after the eating. Afilu oichlam be'emtza hasuda, even if you eat it like in the middle of the meal, so, you know, and you can make a bracha there, you're not even benching yet, so maybe eat at the end of the meal, it's going to go right into the benching, but in the middle of the meal, you can make a bracha chrono if you want an after bracha, no. And you're eating it, you're not eating it to help digest, not as a dessert. You're just enjoying, you're eating something for pleasure, just for pleasure. You still don't make a bracha after bracha. By after bracha, the rule is, shekivon shebo b'toy chasuda, koidim shemos chidei min apas, since they came inside of the meal, before you pulled your hands from the bread, in other words, before you stopped the meal, birchas hamazon petrosam. The after bracha would exempt you. Everything that comes inside of the meal is considered part of what is satisfying you. Shenemar bo, which the Torah says, v'savoto uveirachto. You'll be satisfied, you should blench. All of this adds to the person's sevia. So therefore, the after bracha, anything that's within the meal is part of it. And you're exempt from the bracha. Let's do quickly one more halacha over here. Halacha gimel. Avalim oichlam impas, if he eats those items that need their own bracha, but you eat it together with the bread, nasa tfeila lepas, so then it becomes secondary to the bread, ubirchas hamotzi petrosim, and then the blessing you make the motzi would exempt that as well, if you're eating it together with the bread. Afilu kova lifton su dosei al davar achar. Even if a person set up his meal with the bread, it was going to be something else, so he ate, you know, the fish, the something else, but one of these fruits or one of these desserts that are not normally part of the meal, he's going to put it together. He's going to eat the bread with that too, even though that wasn't the main thing that he said his meal. His meal was the fish or the meat, not that thing. It's still not going to have to make a bracha. They feel the fun of payers the kinuch l'tainuk, and oh, they bring fruit. They bring it for an after meal or for pleasure. Va'ichum hem atim pas, and you eat it a little bit with the bread. You still don't have to make a bracha on them since it comes with the bread. He's going to say, furthermore, if you take a little piece of that fruit when you start off with the bread, and then you eat it without the bread, you still don't have to make a bracha for it. So say you're having dessert, right? You take a little bit of the applesauce with the bread. And so you take a little bread and a little applesauce together. So now it's together. And then you just eat the applesauce. At the end, you take another piece of bread and applesauce, and you're good. Even though in the meantime, you're eating a whole bowl of applesauce without bread. Doesn't mean that every bite you're going to have of the bread, you have to have it together with the applesauce. It just means in the beginning and the end. And even if it turns out that you don't have it at the end, but since when you had it in the beginning, you had in mind to have it at the end, it's still considered part of the meal. That's what he says here. The im hiviu lefon of the lafiz bem gam kines hapas. If they brought before him them too, to bring it together with the bread, the fruit, the applesauce, let's call it. And then you ate a little bit with the bread. Even if he eats it later without any of the bread. And you don't have to make a bracha beforehand. If you have in mind to eat together with them further with some bread. Since the beginning of the fruit and the end, he impas is with bread. Mitzdarfim, they combine heimim sharasuda, they combine with the rest of the meal. The foter bebrichas apas, they become exempt with the blessing of the bread. The amotzi you made on the bread will apply to them too. Af mashochel bein time belepas, even for that he eats in between the beginning and the end that he eats without bread. Kibun shebiviu oisom betchilo lelafes behem apas, since to begin with they brought it to malafes the pas. So this would be the scenario that he says here. It's not that the person is deliberately doing it not to make it, but in the beginning of the meal, they're bringing him, instead of bringing him cheese or fish or meat, they're bringing him some dessert to go along with his bread. So it becomes like part of the meal over there. And then at the end, they're going to bring it again later on for dessert, but he has in mind, so then, even though later on it's just pleasurable eating, it's just fruit, then it will be okay. And it's not talking that he intentionally does. I was talking about when you actually, you're eating dessert at the end of the meal and you're just taking a piece of bread with it or something like that. But in this scenario, the beginning when he eats the fruit and the end, he impas is with bread. Then it combines with the whole meal. You started off the meal with bread, you ended off the meal with bread. It's whatever goes in the middle, it's combined. Even that what you eat in the middle without bread. Since to begin with, he brought him to go along with the bread. And in the beginning, that's what it was brought for. And you're actually using it for that in the beginning and the end. So that loves him. So the af, but what I'm saying is, if you want to, like at the end of the meal, it's not bread, it's brought just a dessert, but you choose to eat it with bread, I think that over there, you can't just do it in the beginning, then you actually have to eat it the whole day. If you don't want to make a bracha, you have to eat it with the bread. But you can't just, over here, it was brought to be used as, together with the bread. Even if later on you decide not to use it with the bread, that doesn't matter. Kivon shebishosh eichol mehen. When you ate from them, asmach b'chas amoytzi, and you're eating them because you're relying on the amoytzi. Kavanos elavs bem adayin achar kach. You still had the mind to use it for the bread later on. You started off the meal by using malafis as a pas. You have a mind to do it later. If you change your mind, it doesn't matter because in the middle, while you were eating it, it was still had a mind to go ahead and be malafis. But what happens in the beginning, they didn't bring that as a going along with the bread, that was just brought for a delicacy, just to going along with the meal, like a dessert. Even if he does use it together with the bread, beginning the end, and then in the middle eats without bread, Tzorich levorich lifneim. Then you need to make a bracha before them. Just the beginning is not going to help you. Kivon sheikru lekinuach v'lelafis einam mitzdar from the sharasud lifter mashach b'leplas. So since it's mainly coming for a dessert, so then it would not come, and it's not coming to the pasta, the bread, they cannot be combined with the rest of the meal to exempt that part that he's eating without bread. So in other words, you have to eat, like I said, you have to eat. So in this case, like the cranberry kugel would be a good example. So if they brought you the cranberry kugel like in the beginning of the meal, and then there's more kugel, and then there's at the end that you're eating, then it really depends what it's brought for. So it's really the way we look at it. A cranberry kugel that is served on the meat plate is part of the meal. That's not a dessert. A cranberry kugel, which is bought at the end of the meal as a dessert, is a dessert. Depending, that seems like it is what it is. We could basically by what it's brought, even though it can be used for various different things. The kol ze kishetchilas achilose apedes mapedes hoyim pas. This is all when he starts to eat was with bread. Then everything could be combined. But if you start eating it without bread, you know, you're just going to eat the dessert. Even if they brought it for lelafis, afim bo lelafis, even though they come with lelafis behem, and you're going to eat in the beginning without bread, you need to make a bracha. So you must meet both conditions. It has to come as part of the, to use for, to go along with the bread. And you also must use it in the beginning with the bread. Then, and you have to have in mind at the end, then whatever's in the middle can go along. But if you start off not using it with the bread, you're just going to eat it like that, then you need to make a bracha for it. For the, it's the dessert. It's a kinuach suda. It's not part of the meal. The kol ze, v'toiv lina kein la'olam. So he says that's the best way for a person to always conduct himself. If somebody brings you fruit in the middle of the meal, and you're not sure, what is this fruit now? Is it a fruit now they're giving me? Is it something for pleasure? Am I supposed to enjoy it now? Or is it part of the meal? And they bring it, you know, and they bring it to go along with the, actually with the bread now. So he says, if you're not sure, eat beforehand a little bit without bread. Make it a delicacy for you. Because we said, if you're going to eat the fruits without the bread, then you're going to have to make a bracha regardless, even if it's brought lelafis apas, but it's made for the bread. But if it's brought as a delicacy, treat it as a delicacy. Make the bracha on it. Then you'll eat it either way. With bread, without the bread, you already made a bracha. L'fishiyesh mistapkin. There are those that question, are not sure, that even in a case in where you eat it in the beginning with the bread, and in the end you eat it with the bread, whether the whole middle can be included, if it will be exempt with the birchas hamotzi, if it's part of the motzi. So he says, you know what, just eat it by itself, make the bracha on it, and then you eat it with the bread, without the bread, and then you won't have any issues. And as far as that goes.